This is Digaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Digaris. This is flyer number 760 in three parts, entitled What Do Masculists Want? Description. Finally, I'm starting to get real interest from the media in the form of interviews on the theme of masculism. This flyer, in three parts, explains to media people what masculists want in terms of the psychological and political restructuring of society. The flyer itself. What Do Masculists Want? By Prof. Dr. Hugo Digaris. Email profhugodigaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodigaris.wordpress.com. When people hear the term masculist for the first time, their first reaction will probably be, in quotes, oh, that's some male equivalent of feminism. The word masculist sounds like the male version of the word feminist, so it probably has something to do with male gender politics. But their next thought will probably be of puzzlement, asking themselves, what do masculists want? Most people then draw a blank. They've not been sufficiently informed as to what masculists actually want to be able to give even the first inklings of what masculists' goals are. So this flyer aims to answer that question by laying out the essential aims of the masculists, explaining how they plan to change society, to make new men fair gender laws, to reform institutions, to fundamentally restructure society. I'll start with a list of bulleted points that are the essential goals of the masculists for an easy overview of what masculists want, and later elaborate on them one by one. So, what do masculists want? Bullet. The bi-consciousing of society. Bullet. The fipping of women. Bullet. The eradication of monoconscious feminism. Bullet. The humbling of female arrogance. Bullet. The establishment of GECs in the parliaments. Bullet. The reform of the divorce courts. Bullet. The men fairing of the gender laws. Bullet. The financing of the MCT, that's Mother Career Timeline. These are the main goals of the masculists, which are now elaborated upon one by one. Bullet. The bi-consciousing of society. To be monoconscious, a masculist term, is to have had only one's feminist consciousness raised, that is, to believe, as the feminists preach to society, that gender oppression is a one-way street, that is, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed, which usually means that feminists, monoconscious feminists, feel that they have the right to trash men in public for the awful gender crimes that men commit against women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. To be bi-conscious, another masculist term, is to have had both one's feminist and one's masculist consciousnesses raised. That is, to believe that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that in fact women oppress men worse, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible, that last decades making them a lot more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. Masculists use a marketing strategy that they call the Big Three, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men. Masculists emphasize these three ways since people can remember three things easily, which then enables them to think about them. So gradually, become conscious that indeed women do oppress men, and far worse than vice versa. Maskers are fed up with the misandry of feminists, monoconscious feminists, and label them contemptuously, quote, misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts, seeing them as utter hypocrites, since from the viewpoint of biconscious masculists, they see women oppressing men far worse than vice versa, making the monoconscious feminist public trashing of men for the ways that men oppress women hypocritical compared to the much greater ways that women oppress men. So what are the big three that the masculists keep harping on? They are, and being only three, are easily remembered, women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. Maskers claim that anyone of reasonable intelligence, and certainly if that person is upper middle class with a university education, will be able to see how horrible women's gender crimes are against men once they have absorbed the significance of the masculist big three. Masculists are abolitionists who see that fluffydom is manslavery. A fluffy, another masculist term, is a traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him, and for one father in four, divorce raping him in the fluffy feminist-controlled divorce court system. Masculists claim that manslavery is literally 1,000 times worse than was Negro slavery in the US slave period in the early 1800s, given the numbers. There were several million Negro slaves in the US in the slave period, and there are today several billion manslaves in the world. Maskers assert that it was men who gave women science-based medicine, resulting in women now having a life expectancy of 85 years. It was men who gave women the pill, household gadgets, higher education. So women today have a career window of half a century, even those women who stay at home for a few years to raise very small children. So the maskers are standing up, pointing the finger at women, telling them forcefully, now that you women can work, you must work. Anything else is man's slavery, and man's slavery will get you killed. Maskers see fluffydom as man's slavery, and man's slavery as slavery, and hence hated and a war issue. Maskers are at war against fluffies and aim to wipe them out, to remove them from the face of the earth, either by pressuring them to become FIPs, that's F-I-P, financially independent persons, another masculist term, or by punishing them so severely that they are effectively exterminated by being forced to rot on the shelf, by total male neglect, not even pumped and dumped, so they die slow, miserable, lonely, manless deaths, loveless, sexless, childless, spat at, utterly rejected both socially and sexually. Bullet. The fipping of women. Maskers have a hatred of fluffies, seeing them as manslavers and divorce rapists. Maskers want women to become fips, who are socialized by parents and educated by teachers and professors to be fips, so that they do not divorce rape men, one in four fathers, as happens daily in the hated, fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts. Maskers, especially maskers theorists, are very conscious that the fipping of women will solve most of men's gender issues. With all women being fips, there will obviously be no more manslavery, since women will pull their own financial weight equally with men, which is one of the major goals of the maskers. Maskers see masculism forcing women to grow up, that is, to become financially responsible adults who do not, fluffy style, expect to live off, to parasite off, to leech off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life which to Maskless is the worst of all gender crimes in either direction, man against woman or woman against man.